6:18 a.m. broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. Joined in studio now by the administrator of Thales Academy, Franklin. Now let's go through the growth plans. What's your overall mission here in the Metro Nashville area, Rachel?
The overall mission for all Thales Academies is educate as many children as possible.
That's a great mission. And educate them well.
Well. We want to teach them how to be great thinkers.
Reading, writing, arithmetic, K through 5, using the direct instruction methodology proven to be the most effective methodology in use for 50 years. And then you follow kind of in 6 through 12 more the classical education model.
Yes.
Using traditional American values.
Traditional American values, yes.
Now, or today, you're pre-K through 5, and you're located in Franklin on Carruthers, just across from the Bureau of Motor Vehicles.
That's right.
But a more pleasant experience.
More pleasant experience. Better service. Better customer service.
For
not
all
hard
involved.
To do.
Now, next year, the academic year beginning in July, you'll go pre-K through 6.
Yes.
But I heard that your model, which you've successfully operated in North Carolina since 2007, is to have a campus, a 10-acre campus, that will include a middle school and a high school.
That's correct. Side by side. Beautiful campus. I actually recently posted the prototype on our Facebook page. So if you want to search Thales Academy Franklin on Facebook, if you're on that, you can see the prototype. It's gorgeous. And this is what we build. This is our standard prototype in every town. So as we mentioned, we have 13 campuses in North Carolina. We're moving to Greenville, South Carolina. We're in Richmond, Virginia. So there is a lot of demand for what we're offering nationwide.
And I've heard that 10 acres have been purchased in the sort of a radius, 5-mile radius or so around where you're currently located.
Yes, that is correct. We're very
and
excited.
There's a whole process.
There's a process.
To take those 10 acres as they exist today.
Right.
And then create the prototype, which will include a separate elementary/middle school.
Right.
And then a separate high school.
Yes.
That's the model.
Two buildings side by side. That's the model. Lots of green space, beautiful floor-to-ceiling windows. We don't, despite our affordability, you would never know it walking into our buildings.
They're gorgeous. I've been to them in North Carolina. And, of course, the founder of Thales Academy, Bob Luddy, is also the founder and owner of a company called Captive Air that's been around for over 50 years. And they are the leading provider of heating, ventilation equipment for commercial kitchens in the country.
Yeah. If you go in any restaurant in America and look on their hood, you'll see Captive Air.
And they've used that ability and knowledge to create a great system for ventilation of air within the school as well, right?
Our air quality is amazing, which really served us well the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
We remained open the entire pandemic.
I think they've innovated. They continue to innovate on having good airflow. And when you have good airflow of clean air in any building, people pay more attention. It's particularly important in schools, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it makes for an ideal learning environment. I think it's like 99% fresh air, zero humidity. And he put that system in all of our schools.
So, absolutely.
He's really invested in the success. I mean, he's a man with a vision.
Now, what's interesting about this is, so let's kind of walk through, if the people are listening right now and they say, I want to look at this. It's only $5,500 a year. The experience, the record of graduates of Thales Academy's 12th grade in North Carolina, been spectacularly good, hasn't it?
Spectacular, yes. And you can, again, visit our website, thalesacademy.org, and see a complete list of all of the schools and universities our graduates have been
accepted.
Yeah,
and these are
to.
Top
and it's impressive.
Schools. Yeah.
They're all top-tier schools.
Now, what's interesting about this is here in Metro Nashville, right now, parents in Nashville have this option pre-K through 5. In July, it'll be pre-K through 6. This is July of this coming year. Then the following year, in July of 2023, that academic year, you'll expand to 7th grade.
Yes. So we will grow by at least one grade level every year.
Then in 2024, which is, you know, a little over two years from now, if all goes well, because, you know, when you're building a big complex on 10 acres, there's always a little twist and turn on it.
That's right.
But let's, if all goes well, then you would have this new campus available with these two buildings, and you'll have K through 8, and then you'll grow like one grade at it per year thereafter, right?
That's exactly right. So we're shooting for 2024 to be in our new campus, you know, barring development snags, which can happen.
Which can happen. And so the first graduating class would be 2028. So this is for, you know, basically anybody right now whose children are, what, in currently in fifth grade or about to be in sixth grade, shall we say, in this, if you're going to be in sixth grade starting in July.
Yes.
Then you will have a complete path to graduate from high school from Thales Academy here in Franklin.
Absolutely.
It's pretty exciting.
That's very exciting. I mean, I just can't say enough about it. I, you know, as a parent and a lifelong educator, it's just a phenomenal program. It's a nice place to be. And I would say anybody who wants to learn more, we do tours. We have one tomorrow, actually, 9:15 a.m. at our Franklin campus. The best way to learn about a program is to come see it in action. When you see that instruction taking place and those kids that are engaged, it's a thing of beauty.
So if somebody's listening right now and they want to get a tour of the Thales Academy Franklin campus, what should they do?
No need to register. Just show up 9:15 tomorrow. And we're at 3835 Carruthers Parkway in Franklin. And we would love to have you.
That'd be great. I think a lot of people, if you're listening right now, I can promise you this. There are a lot of parents listening right now who are thinking, I don't like what's going on in my child's school right now. I don't like it at all. What am I going to do? You know, some people are stuck because they think, well, it's a free public school. Well, frankly, you know, if you've got a child and you're looking at expenses, $5,500 a year, can probably figure that out. Most families can probably figure that out.
Yeah, it's about $500 a month.
Yeah.
You know, so like I said, there's no greater investment.
So if you're listening right now and you're concerned about your kids and their schooling, tomorrow morning, 9:15 a.m., give us the address again. Just show up, and you just knock on the door and say, hey, Rachel, I'm here for the tour.
That's exactly right. My lovely assistant, Mrs. Farmer, will greet you. And we usually have a really great group. It's exciting to see how many people are interested. You know, every time we do a tour, we have 20, 30 people there. And it's a guided tour. I'm going to walk you around, show you our campus. You'll get to see reading instruction taking place. And I'll tell you all about our program.
And the address again?
3835 Carruthers Parkway.
Well, and our listeners have a strong connection to Thales Academy, and I keep pushing it. I'm told that your assistant first learned about Thales Academy by listening to this radio program.
She sure did. And then she showed up at one of my info sessions and said, hey, do you have a job available? And that was very fortunate for me.
Well, and also you've got apparently lots of people are applying for teaching jobs there. And,
yes, we're interviewing right now. We've hired some amazing teachers to join our team next year, and we still have a couple spots available. So if you love teaching kindergarten and you want to be at a school where you can actually teach every day and not just manage behavior, come see us.
All right. Rachel Bradley, administrator with Thales Academy Franklin. Thanks for getting up so early. Now you got to drive out to Franklin to make sure the kids get dropped off properly.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike. My pleasure.
All right. We'll be back with Crom Carmichael after this. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.